Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. And as the gentleman said, the next 30 minutes can change your entire perception of health. Why? Because I give it to you straight. That is why this is Straight Talk on Health. Back pain, neck pain, pain between the shoulder blades. You've got it. You've lived with it. You're disgusted by it. You've tried everything. Nothing seems to work. And why? Well, the theme of this show, because you haven't gotten the education to understand the basis of the problem. If you suffer from chronic neck pain, back pain, pain in between the shoulder blades, you're innocently being duped by the authorities at large. And what this means is you're being given a perception of how to get on the other side of this that in reality does not work. That is why it persists. Sometimes you're fortunate enough to have these problems and find that the quick fix solution will work. That's the pharmaceutical drug. That's the herbal solution. That's the trip to the physical therapist. That's the trip to the acupuncturist. That's the trip to the orthopedist. Well, sometimes, but many times not the case, because the causes are deeper than you're being given a reality of. The theme of the show, Straight Talk on Health, is to get you to that deeper understanding. So let's talk about your neck pain, the pain you suffer from between the shoulder blades, your low back pain, and let's get some understanding. The word at the tip of your tongue, which is not there, unfortunately, but the word on the tip of your tongue is biomechanics. What does that mean, biomechanics? Again, those of you who have been listening to the show in the past, on the website, I put pictures so you can follow sort of the words. If you can't do that, of course, just listen hard. But if you can, get to my website. That's drmedici.com, drmedici.com, drmedici.com. Get to that website. Look at the pictures while you're doing the show. And if you can't, get to that website when you can. All right. The concept, biomechanics, what does it mean? It means that the bones of your spine have to stack up correctly. Like when we were kids and we got the building blocks and we wanted to build the skyscraper. If we didn't put the blocks on top of the other blocks so that once we built this the building, it wouldn't fall down. If we didn't stack it up correctly, it would fall. Well, the same thing happens with the human body. If the vertebra don't stack up correctly, the building will fall. Except in the human body, you don't fall. The human body takes the muscles that it attaches to the bones and it contracts them so you stand up. Now that's a concept. This is a show of concepts. The alignment of those bones is called your biomechanics. If the biomechanics is faulty, the joint begins to inflame. If the biomechanics is faulty, the joint begins to inflame. And once the joint begins to inflame, you have pain. Now they go in there and they do the x-ray and they do the MRI and they do the CT scan and the orthopedic surgeon tells you and the chiropractor tells you and everybody tells you you've got some problem in the joint and then they show you some picture of it. When the fact of the matter is nobody is addressing the faulty biomechanics. It's not even a concept. They treat the specific area of concern, your neck, the pain in the shoulder blades, the pain in the low back, the pain in the low back that goes into your buttocks, the pain in the low back that goes down your leg, and they don't talk about or give you a real understanding that the problem is the bones are not stacked up correctly. Your alignment is off. Now, that's big. That's big. It should be the foundation for all physical therapy across the board. And it's not. or just the words are used. You hear something about alignment, but it doesn't really work where the rubber meets the road. It isn't really what drives the shift. So again, when we say the biomechanics is off and that's why your neck hurts, well, we could use the word posture. We should say the pain is a result of posture. And we should say that you can do what you want to the joint. You can surgerize the joint. You can adjust the joint. You can stick drugs into the joint. You can do all sorts of things to the joint. But if you don't change the posture, you don't change the pain. You know, this topic is so old. It's right on the tip of our nose. There were physical therapists named Kendall. It was a husband and wife team back in the 30s. Kendall and Kendall. They wrote a book years ago called Posture and Pain. Ida Rolf understood this. Hellerwerk understands this. And yet you don't see it circulating functionally. You may hear the rhetoric of it, but you don't see it circulating functionally to the point where you can get yourself out of chronic pain. And why? Well, you don't really understand the concept well enough. And it's human nature to look for the quick fix. If the chiropractic adjustment can do it, if the physical therapist can give you a few exercises, if the drug can do it, if the herb can do it, then why not? Personally, I'm all for it. I don't see it work that often. Thus the show. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Get to my website if you can, drmedici.com, drmedici.com. Listen to this again and look at the pictures. I put pictures on the website that you can listen to again and again with the show simply because these are concepts. This is not about buy this herb or do this particular therapy. This is about your understanding because that's where cure occurs, in the understanding in you. August 14th. 12 o'clock, 12 to 4. I have 5 spaces left. There is no charge. All you need to do is call the number, 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. Take a brief moment here to review last week's show about food, about how to choose food, about how to find the diet that's right for you, about how to understand why there are so many conflicting opinions, vegetarian, carnivore, mixed diet, so many opinions about how to choose your foods. I want to bring together my KTI audience. That's August 14th, 12 to 4 p.m. There is no charge for this seminar. I have 5 spaces left. We signed up 25 people the other week immediately. I have 5, maybe a few more spaces left if I can stuck it in. It's at my office in Costa Mesa, 714-850-1007. After the show, get on the lines. If no one picks up, it's because the lines are too busy. Just leave your name, your phone number, and preferably your email address. We'll get back to you to confirm that and make sure you make the time to do that. That's Sunday, August 14th, 12 to 4 p.m. That's in a few weeks. So put that on your calendar. I think it's worth 100 times the trip here, truly. All right. The concept, faulty biomechanics, neck pain, interscapular pain, low back pain. You've been told you've got problems in the joint. You've had the joint adjusted. You've had the joint surgerized. You've had the joint injected. You're on herbs. You're on pharmaceutical drugs. You haven't gotten your response. Concept. Each vertebra needs to be flexible enough so that it stacks up correctly to decompress the joint. If those gravity lines, so if the force vectors, I'm using new words now, force vectors, the lines of compressive force from the top of your head to your little feety feet do not stack up correctly, the joint will inflame. So what do you have to do? Over a week, a month, a year, 2 years, you have to get more flexible. Flexibility creates alignment shifts. Without getting dramatically more flexible, you do not really change the biomechanics. Now, who's told you that? They've told you to stretch. But I didn't say stretch. I said get more flexible. That means when you bend down to touch your toes, your hands have to go a little further. When you scale back your legs to stretch your quadriceps, you have to stretch a little further. And all these muscles of the body, there are 8 structural muscles that determine your alignment. Those structural muscles I put on the website, so get to it when you can, but I'll name them for you. Your scalenes, your pectoralis minor, your diaphragm, your psoas, your quadriceps, your Achilles tendon, and your hamstrings, topped off by your adductors. That's a bunch of muscles that control your alignment. You have to get considerably more flexible in those muscles so that those muscles allow your bones to stack up correctly. Now, I don't mean 2% more flexible. I don't mean 10% more flexible. I don't mean 15% more flexible. I mean a lot more flexible, dramatically more flexible. I mean 50, 60, 70% more flexible. I mean 100% more flexible. I'm telling you that if you've lived with back pain, neck pain, pain in between the shoulder blades, and you're under supervised care, no matter what care you're under, supervised or unsupervised, there is a dramatic demand, an obligation you have to get considerably more flexible so that your bones can align. Now, how do you know when your bones align? So let's say you do stretch, and let's say you are into flexibility, and let's say you're not getting results. It's because you don't know what it feels like to shift your alignment. When you say stretch, I say stretch to shift your alignment. The word is shift. When you stretch those muscles, do you feel the shift? Now, what's the shift? The shift is when you stand up and you feel the weight distribute down your body at a different angle. You feel your shoulders just naturally come back. You feel your head just naturally lift. You feel your rib cage just naturally stick out. You feel the weight down your legs into your heels. Not on the top of your feet, the front of your feet. You feel the weight shift into your heels. You develop a relationship with what we call your gravity line. So if you're stretching, if you've been told to do physical therapy that included stretching, you can stretch all you want. If you don't stretch the structural muscles, if you don't stretch to where you can feel a shift in the alignment, if you don't stretch to where you can feel the weight come down in different places in your body, if you don't have relationship with that, you will not succeed. That shift in alignment, as I'm defining it, as I'm illuminating it, as I'm asking you to understand this more deeply, as I'm suggesting you're missing this, I know you're missing this. This is one of the things I do for a living. Help people out of muscular and joint pain by shifting alignment, by teaching them to do these things. This is one of my fortes. And I know that people stretch, but they don't understand this. I know that people get physical therapies and they don't understand this. I watch people work with this and they don't have a relationship with what it is to shift the alignment. If you can't shift the alignment by stretching your muscles dramatically, drastically, then the joint will remain inflamed. The joint will suffer from increased compression at the wrong angles. The joint will be asked to work relentlessly to compensate for faulty, misaligned compressive forces. Okay. Get on that website. Look at those pictures and get a better understanding of this. So yes, you have to get flexible, but according to the laws I've set down today, get flexible in the scalenes, get flexible in the pec minor, get flexible in the diaphragm, get flexible at both ends of the psoas. Pull and lengthen the rectus femoris of the quadriceps. Lengthen the hamstrings. Yes, you're sitting there having breakfast or lunch. You don't understand where these muscles are. No one's ever told you this. What good is it if you can't see the pictures? Get on the website, drmedici.com, and look at the pictures. Take the pictures to your massage therapist, to your chiropractor, to your orthopedic surgeon, to your physical therapist, and inquire more. Get on YouTube and look at the videos and apply the conceptual understanding I'm giving you. There are a ton of videos on YouTube teaching you how to stretch, and none of them are talking about the critical shift in alignment that you have to feel. And that's the job of this show. That's my gift to you. This show is not something you're going to hear on YouTube. It's not something you're going to read in books. It's not something you're going to get from seminars. This is a real consortium of essential concepts that over 20 years, I've seen the American public consistently miss and suffer, as far as I'm concerned, unnecessarily. It's just that you do not get the information. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. That's your call to action. Come to that seminar August 14th, 12 to 4 o'clock. I've got 5 to 7 more spaces on food choices. And those of you lost in the labyrinth of musculoskeletal aches and pains, the same number for you. Come once to the office. Have the appointment. Get yourself educated. And if you listen and you learn, you can change your life. Lots of people have, and I offer this to you. Concept. Big concept here. What happens if you stretch and you find that getting flexible, getting the muscle to let go, you find that your muscles are resistant. You find that when you're stretching, it's like stretching into a wall. Number one, you may have to drop weight. If you're more than 20 pounds overweight, to get to the joint that gives you the pain, you have to get more flexible. To get flexible for you, if you're over 20 pounds overweight, 30 pounds overweight, 50 pounds overweight, 80 pounds overweight, forget it. Now, there's a politically incorrect statement. You're too fat to get to the joint. Now, who wants to tell you that, right? That's politically incorrect. Well, no matter how you say it, there's too much weight on the body sometimes to get the body flexible enough. So you have to factor in if you're stretch resistant. Are you stretch resistant? If you're stretch resistant, you may have to lose weight. And until you lose the weight, you won't get flexible. And until you get flexible, you won't realign the joints. Until you realign the joints, you won't feel the shift. You see how it works together? Here's another one. Suppose you've been in multiple injuries and your tissues get scarred up. Scars occur on all of us. Scars occur on everybody. It's not just accidents. It's not just surgeries. It's not just chronic repetitive trauma. Aging is scarring. Believe me, you have more scars today at 50 or 60 or 70 than you did when you were 20. Not the scope of this show today, but scars, adhesions, blockages, interferences in the connective tissues are a natural consequence of life. But if you have had surgeries, if you had had physical traumas, car accidents, so on and so forth, if you played football for too many years, basketball, anybody that's been very physically active has a ton of adhesions. And this you have to factor in. If you're one of those people who's had many accidents over the years, and you find a wall when you try to get flexible, you've got to find somebody to work out those adhesions. You need to find a massage therapist that knows what they're doing in conjunction with stretching to work the adhesions out in the same session. You have to integrate. A lot of massage therapists don't do this. You lie down, they press on the point that hurts, and you hope for the best. This is not the way it's supposed to work. The way it's supposed to work is you stretch each day on your own. You don't have to pay anybody. It just takes knowledge. When you feel the wall of tension that you don't seem to be getting around, you have to ask yourself, are these adhesions? And that takes you off to a qualified, licensed massage therapist whom you develop a relationship with. And between the stretching and the cross-fiber massage in the session, you find that wall start to melt. Now, there's another inside trader's piece of advice from Dr. Medici. If you've got the pain, musculoskeletal and joint pain, and you depend on a massage therapist to help you, integrate the stretches into the session. Tell them to do that. Tell them, we're going to spend an extra half an hour and we're going to stretch while you cross fiber it out. Let me ask you a question, and it's going to get a little more complicated now, but this is about your education. You ever been constipated? You ever had indigestion? Have you ever noticed that the more stuffed up you get, backed up you get, the more your neck hurts? Think about that. Have you ever noticed the less you poop each day, the more your low back hurts? Have you noticed there's a relationship between defecation and relief of musculoskeletal pain? You bet you have. And that tells you something. It tells you that until you get the poison out, your muscles are going to scream. That's right. Your back pain, your neck pain is related to your diet. Your diet produces poisons, especially if it's the typical American junk food diet. We are world famous for it today. And if that diet, and that's a whole other show, that's why we're doing the seminar on August 14th. If that diet creates poison and that poison gets stuffed up, your muscles get stuffed up. If your muscles get stuffed up, they freeze, they constrict, and that constricts the joint, and a constricted joint gives you more pain. Yes, you may stretch and find that you meet your wall, you meet your stretch wall, and you can't get on the other side of it. Could be your adhesions need to be worked out. Could be you just stuffed up. This is how things work together. This is why you need the educational edge. And last and not least, for your low back pain, your neck pain, is it emotional? You have to consider that. And you have to consider that your relationship with God, your relationship with your psychologist, your relationship with whoever you have a relationship with to resolve the emotional issues has a lot to do with your pain. And you may realize that your pain is a combination of those things. It's a combination of flexibility. It's a combination of diet. It's a combination of adhesions. It's a combination of your emotional distress. Whoa, that's a lot in 25 minutes. But you need to consider these things. It's like we say in the beginning of the show, healing is a journey. And it's a miracle. And it begins with education. So if you've tried the drugs, if you've tried the surgeries, if you've tried the chiropractor, if you've tried just simple quick fix techniques and you're still locked in musculoskeletal joint pain, and tons of you are, you're going to get to this website and you're going to listen to this show again. And if you're really lost, 714-850-1007. That's 714-850-1007. You call that and you get set on the right track and you keep your mind open and you continue to learn and grow. And as far as your back is concerned or your neck is concerned, when you've taken the combination of therapies specific for you to the point where your body can shift, and you can feel this shift your alignment dramatically, deeply into your heels, so your rib cage pops up, so your neck comes back, to better yet, you can shift your alignment with a simple breath, until you master the alignment shift. Until you take it to the point where a simple stretch creates a massive shift. When you get there, you'll know what I'm talking about. And then you'll own your body instead of having your body and your pain syndrome own you. 714-850-1007. Call 714-850-1007. We'll see you at the seminar. We'll see you at the office. We'll see you where and when we see you. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.